Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Talking, welcome to Simply Hanif. I'm so excited. So you are listening and tuned in to the Simply Hanif radio show. And I'm excited because we have a new addition to the Simply Hanif network. Yes, we do. And she will be on once a month, the beautiful, talented Jewel Robinson. And she will be speaking about finance. And I'm telling you guys, I'm super excited because what she has lined up for the year 2016 is going to help you get it together financially so we can start living a prosperous life, a debt-free life, and really enjoy life, because I don't really think we enjoy it when it's fooled with debts and you're worrying about where your money is going. So I cannot wait to have her on. But before we have her on, you know we have to, got to, listen to our sponsorships. So we're going to take a small break, and when we get back, we'll have Miss Jewel Robinson on, and we will definitely be talking about finance. So let's just go ahead now.
Hi, this is Felicia Benzene Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dow, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. So when we talk with Jewel, you guys, today's topic is about holiday spending and saving, as well as creating healthy financial goals for 2016. And I'm excited about that. And also, at the end of the show, Jewel will have something to offer you all. So with no further ado, let's go ahead and welcome the new addition, Jewel Robinson. Hello, Jewel.
Hi, how are you, Anit?
I am well. I am happy and excited that you are here today. So let's go ahead and get started on talking about having these great financial goals, but also talking about, you know, holiday spending, because a lot of us do that.
Absolutely. I agree.
All right. Well, the floor is yours, love.
All right. So what I wanted to talk to you about today, or to our listeners, was basically getting through the holidays and not coming out in January in debt. Because that's one of the big things. A lot of people have holiday shopping regret in January. So just to make sure that we go into the new year financially strong and stable. So just a few things that I wanted to kind of give people tips for, just to get through these holidays, not only just get through, but get through them financially and successful. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is holiday tips. So creating a budget specifically for the holidays. I think we can all agree the holidays kind of gets everyone kind of off budget. If you had one, if you didn't have a budget, then you're still kind of hanging out there, kind of similar to what you did through the year. So creating a budget, because I know sometimes when people hear that, they think solely on money, but it could be just writing down a plan specifically for gifts. If you have four people in your family and you know you want to do two gifts per person, then stick to that. Write it down. Don't go overboard. Don't go to the mall and come back with six gifts for everybody, because that's going to blow your budget. Just making sure it's written down. And also, we talked about it before, but have an accountability partner. So if you're in a relationship, have an agreement. So, hey, me and my sweetheart, we're only going to do two gifts per person or three gifts. And stick to that. So that's goal number one. Goal number two is basically staying on track. Don't let the holiday commercials, don't let the holiday coupons, the holiday savings kind of get to you to stay on track. If you're only going to go out and go to two stores, then go to two stores. You don't have to go to the mall for everything, and you don't have to drive past every strip mall and have to stop and see what's getting in. That's also going to help you stay on budget and also help you stay on track with everything. The last thing I have a lot of people ask me about is they're tapping into their creative side. So you don't always have to spend, because I realize that now a lot of people may not have the money to give towards holidays. I was actually talking with a coworker that feels bad that she's not able to give as much as she would like to for her family. So basically kind of sitting down with her and then being creative, like what do your kids really enjoy doing? Do they like baking? Do they like cooking? Do they like arts and crafts? And maybe doing something like that for a gift, because it's something that comes from the heart and it's something that they're always going to cherish, as opposed to maybe the toy that's going to be broken the next day. So those just are just a few of the tips that I kind of wanted to hit on and give you the opportunity to speak on.
Awesome. I love that. I love giving those tips. Now, I had two questions that was asked to me. And one was, everyone makes New Year's resolutions. I hear to go ahead and get an accountability partner. But do you advise when you're starting the new year to pay yourself and then pay your debt?
It depends on the debt. Accountability partner is cool, but it depends on your debt and depends on what it is. I think some people have unrealistic goals for paying their debt. So, for example, if you have $5,000 on your debt, I may not say, hey, pay your debt first and then pay yourself, because maybe paying your debt will put the family in a hardship. But I definitely feel like paying on it and continue to pay on it and creating a specific plan of, hey, in the new year, this $5,000 on this credit card should be eliminated, say, by May. And that's something a little bit more feasible than just saying, let's just try to eliminate everything in January. Definitely, I think as a population, we don't have a problem with paying ourselves. I've never met a client of mine that had a problem paying themselves. I've never really had to tell anyone, don't forget to pay yourself. So taking care of the things that we overlook, taking care of the things that we don't want to take care of is where I want to kind of spend the focus on for that.
Okay. There are people that will not pay 10% to themselves.
Right.
You have mothers that may be single mothers out here, and they're just really trying to live day to day, and that is something that they forget. In order to create a savings, you must pay yourself. You must put 10% up of your check and then take care of whatever else is needed. What do you say?
No, I absolutely agree. The key is finding a healthy starting point. You need to take a hardcore look at where you are financially and what you can put aside, because you probably can do 10%, but you need to be okay with yourself if you can only do 6, if you can only do 5. I've always said start somewhere. Start small. Don't compare yourself to the next person that can do 10, 20%. If you're comfortable with doing 5, guess what? By the end of the year, you might be at 15. But definitely start somewhere. A lot of times people don't start their New Year's resolutions because they have these really huge goals, and when they say, you know, I can't do 10%, then they end up not doing anything. Start somewhere.
Right.
Have realistic goals and be honest with yourself. Just say, hey, you know what, right now we can all chip in and we can start here. And I'm a firm believer of having many goals in between the year, because 12 months is a very long time to stick to a financial goal without any mini kind of checkpoints along the way. So I would say quarterly, that's easy to remember, every 90 days, say, okay, where are we at? If we were doing, let's say, 5% every month by now, hey, right now we should be able to do 10%. So from March to the next 3 months, then you can do 10%. You'll be so surprised at what you'd be able to save by the end of the year. So definitely pay yourself, but be honest with yourself too. So at the end of the day, I don't want anyone to have any regrets. You mentioned it earlier that sometimes people feel like they're not living their life, and that also comes with regret. Don't have any regrets, but take care of yourself.
Absolutely. That's good advice. That's good advice. Let's talk about what you are offering if someone is ready to really want to get, you know, serious about their finances, because you have to be serious now.
Absolutely.
And it takes discipline. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what you're offering and how we can really get serious and how important it is to discipline yourself when it comes to your finance.
Absolutely. So what I'm doing now, I'm doing a 2016 financial healthy program. And all it is to have someone, I'm going to be their accountability partner. And I know having me as a partner is kind of like having a personal trainer. There are no days off. You know, if we have a plan, we're going to stick to it. But also I want them to have the freedom to know that it's a plan that was created specifically for them that's going to fit within their current budget, fit within their current lifestyle. And what it's going to give to them is that successful feeling that everybody wants at the end of the year, to say that I did it. So along the way, they'll have me, we'll have monthly check-ins. I'll ask them, one of my key things that I feel like I'm bringing to the table is I want to be able to catch your emergency before it becomes a catastrophe. So if we're talking every month, I'm going to ask you, how are things going financially? How are things going with you? So that way when you say, hey, Jewel, I had to pay for two tires this month, and it set me back $300, $400 on your car, I don't want that to interfere with what we have going on with your savings plans. It's just some readjustments that I'll be able to do to keep you, again, not feeling guilty that now you have to stop a plan. But, hey, that life is always going to happen. So being able to have those, what I really want is for people to just be comfortable with saving, be comfortable with watching their money grow, and most importantly, be comfortable with letting it be there, not touching it. Creating diversification so they have other pots of money. So this is only one aspect of it, but you're still going to have an emergency fund. You're going to have a fun pot, and anything else that you want, whether if it's a children's educational fund, we're going to set people up for their success, whatever it is. Because it's their plan, it's not mine. But making
right.
sure that you're not dipping, you're not dipping in and out of those pots just to take care of day-to-day things.
Okay. Jewel, how can people reach you to even get started on this awesome plan? And also, everybody, please know that you can definitely hit up Jewel pretty soon. She will have an email with us as well, so you can hit her up on the Simply Hanif show. But in the meantime, you can any questions that you have is info@simplyhanif.guru. I am on Twitter. We are also on Instagram, Google+. Any questions, because we will be doing Q&A for our next session for next month to make sure that all of your questions get answered.
Yes, they can hit me up on, I have a cell number specifically for them. It's 619-356-3232. That's 619-356-3232. They're more than welcome to hit me up on my LinkedIn and also through Facebook. So they'll always be able to have direct contact with me.
And I love it because that one-on-one is very important, especially when you're getting out of bad habits, financial bad habits, should I say. And we all have them. It's just learning better and doing better, and so I'm very excited about that. Jewel, thank you so much for joining the Simply Hanif Radio Show team. We are so excited to have you. If there's anything else you want to address, please do so.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be joining your team. I think 2016 is going to be phenomenal. I can't wait to bring all of these monthly tips and ideas and just fun topics to your listeners and viewers. So I'm super excited to be a part of that new successful part in your show. The only other thing is, it's fun. And honestly, my core, I just really definitely want to help people create healthy financial habits. Healthy habits turn into lifestyle changes, which turns into just an everyday routine, and that's honestly just what I want to do. So however I can help people get to that point, that's the focus.
That's really good. Listen, everybody, I'm ready to do better and live abundance and be in my abundance for 2016, and I hope you are too. So please tune in every third Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Simply Hanif Radio Show, when we will have Jewel Robinson coming in talking to us about finance. All right, everybody, God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show. Please continue supporting the show by tuning in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at HanifRJordan.com and click the Simply Hanif tab for more information. Simply Hanif is a wife, mother, and mentor. Hanif brings the best interviews and conversations to you. Let's laugh, cry, grow, and drink coffee.